This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this gathering of the leaders, all the delegates, the researchers, all important people on the visitor, nabanye bonke abakhona kumhlangano abakhulu. Father, we pray that ubusise kusaqalwa lo msebenzi ngegama lika Jesu Christ inkosi. Amen.
Thank you very much, Doc. Colleagues, the Global Congress on ERR, which you are quite familiar with, has become a feature of MUT's Applied and Health Sciences calendar. In fact, we can't imagine the calendar now without this event. And it has been established for the past few years, for which we are grateful. Giving strategic oversight to the organizing committee is the Dean of the Faculty, Professor A.M. Somi, who will now formally welcome you, as well as the distinguished guests who are present. Thank you. Over to you, Prof.
Thank you very much, Program Director, Dr. Connie Israel. Amakhosi ethu esinawo ngaphakathi, ngiyakhuleka kuni nabo baba, bobaba besizwe. The Vice Chancellor in absentia, umama uSonga. The Chairperson of the GCER 2026, the Organizing Committee, uNkosazana Sithembile Nkosi, the Deputy Vice Chancellor, Research, Innovation and Engagement, uBaba uMaphalala, in absentia, Professor Roger Kupusami, the Head of the Department of Nature Conservation, that is the host of this Congress. Distinguished guests, researchers, academics, partners, students, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. It is my great honor and privilege as the Dean of the Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences to warmly welcome each one of you to the GCERR 2026 Meet and Greet program. So we are here ukuthi sihlangane sibingelelane. Sengiwabingeleleka amakhosi ethu. Abanye ke mawuzobingelela amakhosi uyaguqa phansi ngedolo ukhombise inhlonipho. Mase sithi ke meet and greet sesiqedile, iyona ndlela ke ozokwazi ukungena ngawo emakhosini. Ungavele uze nje ngobuso emakhosini, azokuhlawulisa amakhosi. We are delighted that you have joined us this evening as we prepare to host the Global Congress on Ecosystems, Rehabilitation and Restoration. Your presence demonstrates a shared commitment to advancing scientific knowledge, building meaningful partnerships, and contributing towards the restoration and sustainability of our ecosystems. This evening's gathering is much more than a social event. It provides us with an opportunity to connect as colleagues, to connect as collaborators, and to connect as friends before the formal proceedings of the Congress begin, which will be tomorrow morning. Again, this evening reminds us that successful research is built not only on scientific excellence, but also on relationships, trust, and collaboration across disciplines, across institutions, and across nations. Ithuba ke elivela kancane leli lokuthi ube nethuba lokuba uhlale nenkosi, ukhulume nayo ubuso nobuso. Lingaku lahlekelikele lethuba. Asiphume la ekhona ozothi cha ngizuzile ukukhuluma nenkosi usibanibani nenkosi usibanibani ngoba you will hardly get this opportunity to sit or to be together with amakhosi. Our theme tonight, MUT Heritage Colors, Celebrating Leadership, Legacy and Partnerships in Ecosystem Restorations. For us as a faculty, it captures who we are as a faculty and an institution. Bangosuthu University of Technology is proud of its rich heritage of serving communities through teaching, research, innovation, and engagement. Ninaboba babesizwe. Ebangosuthu sinonkosazana uProfessor Nkonki Mandleni. Ngicela usukume Prof Nkonki Mandleni amakhosi akubone. Inkosazana ke le emangosuthu ekuyiyona esithumayo sithi ayihambe iye kwi-community ihlangane namakhosi iwazise ngokuthi singobani siyimangosuthu. Ngiyathemba ukuthi namhlanje manihamba boba babesizwe kukhona enizobe senikuxoxile nokuba nonkosazana uProfessor Nkonki Mandleni ngokuthi going forward zeziphi ezinye izinto esifisa ukuthi namakhosi sihlale phansi sizikhulume ngoba kuyiphutha ukuthi kube khona izikhungo ezinjengalezi amakhosi angakwazi ukuzuza kuzona. The rehabilitation and restoration of ecosystems have become global priorities. Climate change, biodiversity loss, land degradation, and environmental pollution continue to threaten the sustainability of our planet. These challenges cannot be addressed by one discipline, and they cannot be addressed by one institution or one country alone. They require collaborative research, innovation thinking, evidence-based solutions, and strong partnerships, the very principles that underpin this conference, the GCERR 2026. As the Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences, we are especially proud to be associated with this prestigious Congress. Our faculty continues to contribute significantly to the research that improves environmental health, biodiversity conservation, sustainable development, and community well-being. Hosting this global gathering reaffirms our commitment to research that creates real impact for society. To our international and national guests that are here today and that will also be joining us as from tomorrow, we extend a particularly warm South African welcome. We hope that during your stay, you will experience not only the academic excellence of this Congress, but also the warmth, the diversity, and hospitality that define both Mangosuthu University of Technology and the people of KwaZulu-Natal. I would like to express my sincere appreciation to the organizing committee under the leadership of Dr. Sithembile Nkosi for the tremendous work invested in planning this Congress. Organizing an international event of this magnitude requires dedication, it requires teamwork, and countless hours of preparation. We thank every committee member, staff member, volunteer, and partner who has contributed towards making the GCERR conference a reality. I also wish to acknowledge the unwavering support of the university executive led by the Vice Chancellor, Professor Songa, and the executive management for creating an environment where research excellence and international collaboration continue to flourish. Ladies and gentlemen, may this Congress inspire new ideas, strengthen existing partnerships, establish new collaborations, and generate innovative solutions that will leave a lasting legacy for ecosystems, rehabilitation, and restoration across the world. As we begin this exciting journey together, I encourage each of you to engage openly, share generously, learn from one another, and build networks that will extend well beyond this conference. Once again, welcome to Mangosuthu University of Technology. Welcome to the GCERR 2026, and welcome to this special meet and greet program. I wish a memorable and enjoyable evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dean. And if you don't feel welcome after that, then you're feeling the cold in KwaZulu-Natal a little bit too much. So we usually have the sunshine on tap, and right now we're all just battling a little bit ourselves. But thank you very much, Dean. Certainly, what you spoke about hints not just at the impact that we see of GCERR on research, but internationalization, community, and advancement of the university. I read somewhere, we restore the land and the land restores us. It's a mutually beneficial relationship. It's symbiotic. And indeed, at this point, when we look at a little musical item, I'm going to say that music indeed nurtures and restores our soul. So if we hand over to the music, stars here, I'm not sure who they are. I just know I liked the music when I came in. Thank you. With increasing efficiency, agility, and progress, the Department of Nature Conservation and the faculty succeeds in doing so. And it is certainly one of those where you can, you know, literally see the building blocks, where you can see how every year something better is happening. May I present the chairperson of the organizing committee, who is actually going to give us a bit of a reflection on the conference, what we can expect, what went into it, and what her experience thus far has been. Do I need to really introduce Dr. Stimbile Nkosi to you? Let's give it a hand of applause. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope I am audible.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As introduced, my name is Sithembile Nkosi. I'm from the Department of Nature Conservation. Firstly, I would like to thank the program director. Thanks a lot, Dr. Israel, for managing the program so well. I'd also like to thank my boss, Prof. Msomi, for affording us the opportunity to actually be here. And I'd also like to thank Professor Kupusami. Professor Kupusami, my boss, the HOD of the Nature Conservation. I'd also like to acknowledge Professor Mandleni. I'd also like to acknowledge Usisuno Zipo, my colleagues from the Department of Nature Conservation, Dr. Lichiko. I can't forget the technical team that have been working so tirelessly. Thank you very much, colleagues. So today we are meeting in a very different setting. So what we wanted to do for today was just to get a little pause before we hit the ground running for tomorrow, where we are actually starting with the Congress on Ecosystems Rehabilitation and Restoration. This has actually been a journey that started in 2018. And just as a reflection, when the GCERR started, it did not start because there was an opportunity that maybe we saw out there, but it was actually closer than home, because we started the Congress when my students, Prof. Mandleni, we were doing some work in Dododo. And at the time, I really put my students at the deep end and gave them some research topics for them to cover. And they did very well. And mind you, those were the diploma students. And they had created posters and they wanted to go and present their work. And we did not have platform for my students to actually come in and present. I went to the TLDC then to try and get an opportunity for my students to present their research. But unfortunately, at that time, there was no avenue for my students to actually be able to be supported to go and present in a conference. So Dr. Gumede actually said to me, if you can find an opportunity for your students, why don't you create an opportunity for your students? And that is actually how the Congress on Ecosystems Rehabilitation and Restoration was born. It was a platform that I wanted to give to my students to showcase the work that is being done by the diploma student. Because normally we think that we can open up research when they are postgraduate students, but we are missing the opportunity where we can inculcate research into their everyday living. So it has grown. We started in 2018 with 80 delegates, and then we also had one that was a very huge success in 2019, where we had close to 200 delegates at the time. And then after the COVID hit us, we moved to a virtual conference in 2021. And then we had another one recently in 2024. And this is where now the international journey of the conference started, where we had international guests from various countries. And then we couldn't stop, because if we are in an institution that actually gives us opportunity for us to thrive, we need to use those opportunities. Hence, we continued with the Congress on Ecosystems Rehabilitation and Restoration even this year. So I really appreciate being in an institution such as MUT and under the leadership of Prof. Msomi, Prof. Kopusami, and Prof. Songa, and the other executive members. Something that is slightly different with this, the conference for 2026, is that I am engaging with different communities, even as far as Mpumalanga. But I couldn't get those communities that are in Mpumalanga because of the finances, the challenges. But for me, it's we are busy talking about the Sustainable Development Goals. And it's the Sustainable Development Goals were launched in 2015. And they were supposed to be running until 2030. And thus far in our discipline, I've never seen a conference where we are actually pausing and asking the question, what exactly have we done? Because we are just about to finish the 15 years that were given to us by the United Nations. So we chose the theme SDGs in Action for that purpose, because we want to pause. We are only left with 3 years now. We want to pause and see how far have we gone, which is the reason why I invited the chiefs, ngiyabonga kakhulu emakhosini esizwe ukuthi angihloniphe ukuthi abe khona. So bekuyileso-ke isizathu esikhulu ebesikade senza ukuthi siwabize amakhosi, ukuthi even though we know ukuthi the conference is normally for researchers, but we are not conducting the research in a vacuum. We are conducting the research in Dawenza Makosi. So when we are having these conversations, it's important for me that all the stakeholders are actually with us, witnessing the researches that are taking place in their areas, and actually learning and strategizing differently in terms of how they can manage their areas sustainably, so that even the future generations are able to benefit from what we are benefiting today. So with just that, I would like all of us to just give a round of applause to Amakhosi for honoring us. So we are soldiering on, and we will be having a very nice and blissful week. We will be joined by our keynote speaker, Professor Mphosi, from the University of Limpopo, who is an expert in the agroecology technologies, not just agricultural economics, but agricultural economics and technology. So we are looking forward to his engagement as well. We will also be having a talk from our guest speaker, Professor Madera Chera from the University of Northwest. And we will also be having a slightly different talk where we'll be having Mr. Thomas Van Gies from Kishugo Training Academy that will be bringing a business sense into conservation. So we are really looking forward. I would like you to call upon everyone that you just fasten your seatbelt, because this is going to be a beautiful week ahead. We are going to have beautiful engagements, and I know that some of Amakhosi azobe saqhubeka nokuba nathi even during the week. So siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sihlonipheke kube njalo. I would also like to thank my students that have been working tirelessly during the planning of the conference. I always involve my students in every engagement that I do at MUT. And the reason for me to actually involve the students is that if it happens that I do not leave a legacy because I'm working in a vacuum, I don't involve my students, it means that the beautiful work that has started will then fall out. So I need the next generation to learn from me, to learn the ropes, and to learn from other stakeholders that I'm bringing, so that even if I'm not here someday, they can take the baton forward and be able to save the land for the future generations. I would also like to call upon everyone to just give a round of applause to my students. Then I would like to also thank my colleagues, Portia, Dr. Mbedzi, and other colleagues that could not be here tonight, for their wonderful work in supporting the conference. I know that it's a daunting task with all the work that you need to do on top of what I'm asking you guys to do, but thank you for being graceful and also for always accepting my request. Butsakele, thank you very much. I truly appreciate you, Buti. Sisnozipo, ngiyabonga kakhulu, mtangama. I truly appreciate everything. Sisistu, I also like to thank you for all the time we started with you from the very, very beginning. Thank you very much, even to your supervisors who allowed you to come through and work with us. I really applaud you. So this evening is about fellowship, and I encourage you to introduce yourself to someone you have not met before. Useshilogo Prof Msomi wathi, it's not every day where you get to sit and rub shoulders with a chief. So this is your opportunity. Then we can exchange ideas and begin conversation that may grow into future research collaborations, community projects, and lifelong relationships. And with that, Program Director, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Doc. Listening to you, I'm reminded of one of the foremost predictors of climate change, Sir Richard Attenborough, we all have heard of him, when he spoke of the need to responsibly preserve our environment, emphasizing collective action, systemic change, and commitment from all, and also the complexity of this endeavor. And in this quest, certainly as an outcome of this conference, is research.
So on behalf of Professor Mapalala, who is not here with us this evening because there is another commitment in Zinkwazi, a very important DHET commitment, I want to assure you, as the Dean has, that the impact on research of the GCERR, on a research progress, on research publications, on partnerships, on international collaborations, on joint research opportunities and support for conferences, etc., will certainly flow. I know one person from council who's going to be very happy here, because some of these beautiful pictures you see of the teams of students, you know, in nature conservation, for example, actually link very strongly with the project that he has in terms of the Umfolozi Living Lab. So I'm talking about Dr. Kimi, of course. And, you know, all you need to do, colleagues, is to read the vision and the mission to see what is, you know, the impact going to be of this conference and the platform that it gives every one of you. In conjunction with research and with the academic side, our third pillar here at MUT is, in fact, community engagement. And I have the pleasure of calling on Professor Nkonki Mandleni right now, who is a director of community engagement here at MUT, to offer a word of support. Thank you, Prof.
I just want to first acknowledge our Vice Chancellor, Professor Songa, in her absence, and my line manager, Professor Mapalala, DVC RIE, the entire executive management, one of them is hosting us, Professor Msomi, and also Dr. Israel, HOD, Professor Kupusami, lecturing staff members, and most importantly, our guests, Amakos. I'm very much excited that I'm going to be rubbing shoulders with Amakos today. Good evening, everyone. Yes, I just want to offer a message of support, but I just want to, on a very light note, to share an experience that I had with Dr. Ngosi. By the way, Dr. Ngosi recently graduated, and I really want to applaud her because she has been doctor even before I became Dr. Ngosi, based on what she has been doing. She has been working with me since 2016. She registered a project in the directory that I'm leading, a community engagement project. It was called Ecosystems Rehabilitation and Restoration. And that project has been going strong since then. And I really applaud Dr. Ngosi for that. But what was strange about her is this snake awareness campaign. Really, it really scared me, because for the first time to see our students putting snakes on their necks, because where I come from the Eastern Cape, when we see snakes, we kill them, period. But Dr. Ngosi taught us something, that we need to preserve them and we need to conserve them. So I applaud her for that. And secondly, what I also want to applaud Dr. Ngosi about is the smile that I always see in her students. I don't know how she does it, but it's magic. Dr. Ngosi, she is so good with the students, but I don't know how, because I can read from the students. The students like what they're doing. So I'm here on behalf of Professor Mapalala, Program Director, just to offer a message of support for this Congress. Mine is going to be very short, but I just want to say, based on the current problems that we have, the Sustainable Development Goals, as Dr. Ngosi indicated earlier on, as the country, we're still battling with climate action. That is the sustainable goal that deals with issues of climate and environmental sustainability. So I'm quite excited that this Congress is really looking into that. And more importantly is the partnership with our communities. that are represented today by Amakhosi. I just want to say to Dr. Ngosi, really, this is an initiative that is worth supporting by the university and also our communities at large, and the impact that this conference is making to our communities and also our students who are the next generation of nature conservationists. So this is here really to support you and to say, as we're going to start the conference tomorrow, I wish that all will go well. There will be more partnerships created, collaborations, of course. We'll be getting to meet a lot of people from local and internationally. And let's make sure that we don't miss those opportunities to partner, to engage, to collaborate, because we just cannot do and address these issues in isolation. We need one another. We are a community and we need to work together. So with those words, I just want to say on behalf of the DVC, this conference is supported, and I wish a great success for the Congress, not the conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prof. Mandleni. I am very glad that we did not have any show and tell here with those snakes, because I would have left. So those are wise words indeed, and you certainly joined the dots. Thank you very much for that. And I want to assure the Amakhosi as well that, you know, you are aware of some of our projects with His Royal Highness and the family, the founder's family, and we've got some very exciting things coming up in the next few months that you can look out for. As MUT, the only institution located in the township and named after its founder, we are proud to say that we want to be living up to the vision that the founder had, and that we on that path right now, and I certainly see this conference and this Congress as being an example of that. You know, we've all heard of this saying, give a man a fish and you teach him, you feed him for a day. Teach him to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. And one of the things I had to ask myself about the Congress is, we know there's an application of its impact to the planet, to the earth. Save the earth, save the planet, right? And of course, the question is, we keep asking, what is it that you can do? What is it that I can do? What can the students do? And the one answer I found that kept coming up is, plant a tree, save the planet. It's actually quite a simplistic response for those of you who are here, because, you know, you are steeped in the field and you know that there are lots of other ways that are a lot more layered and complex. But planting a tree in such a simplistic way definitely impacts everything. And, you know, when we say save the planet, we're really talking about daily life, to food security, to the economy, to job creation, to community engagement, and everything else. And even while I call on that note, Professor Kupusami, who's head of Department of Nature Conservation, to offer some closing remarks, I'm also going to say that thereafter, we are going to have a little gifting in appreciation, and Dr. Nkosi will come over as well, just so that the HOD and Dr. Nkosi are here. So after his remarks, we can go into the gifting. Thank you very much, Doc, Prof.
Thank you, Program Director. To the Program Director, distinguished guests, esteemed keynote speakers wish to come, members of the University Executive, the Dean of the Faculty, Prof. Msomi, colleagues, researchers, students, industrial partners, sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, and most importantly, the Amakhosi. I welcome you here today. Firstly, I'd like to say something. You know, when I met that young lady, Dr. Nkosi, Ms. Nkosi at that time, she was always eager to showcase and be conservation. Conservation was part of her heart. And she brought this Congress to me in 2018. She can tell you that. And very 2016 around there, she was telling happily that I need to showcase something, do something in society, in this institution, and make it something big. And today, it has escalated to the level where we have international partners coming in. So that's something very important. We're drawing ourselves to a different level, a different trajectory for a university which is situated in a township. This university never had that kind of exposure. We're creating a global footprint on the international platform. And with the support from the executives, the dean's office, and the university, this is becoming a realization. So just to delve on the actual Congress, as we drove towards the first day, this is the introduction process, the meet and greet for formalities that we went. I would like to extend my sincere appreciation to all that are around. And more especially Damakosi, who has made his time, took his time to come here today to actually grace us in this evening event. The journey today has created a very powerful vision, the vision of wanting to give back to society and give back to nature. We look after our planet, we look after ourselves. Everything that we have comes from the planet. So this is exactly where it comes, restoration and rehabilitation. Restore what has been broken, rehabilitate the process so that we become better in society and life. And Dr. Nkosi has actually sustained that over this past 6 to 8, 10 years almost now coming, that she has passed and surpassing it. I'm sure it will grow to a bigger trajectory. One thing we got to look at, and Dr. Nkosi picked on it, that one of the criteria is what we give back. And the sustainable development goals that developed in 2015, 2016, where do we stand? And if you look at many of these pictures up here, zero hunger. Where are we getting our food from? Restoration, rehabilitation processes, giving us food. And that's one of the actual SDGs, sustainable development goals that we speak to, amongst others, like biodiversity enhancements and so forth. On that, we must take into cognizance that one of the critical aspects that Dr. Nkosi had picked on prior is that she wanted to showcase her students from the onset, because they had no platform to show the remarkable work and feats that they had went through. And one of the things that they do now, and they continue to do, is present at this very platform, posters. And we need to actually look at these illustrations, how far and how in-depth they have taken this to another level altogether. This actually inculcates curiosity in mind. This inculcates the research in the student. Poster might be a simple task of sticking pictures or developing that, but the actual depth of them going to the information they're putting up there is very critical and important. So I would like all of us to engage with the students to see where better they will come. I like to indicate that on the forthcoming processes, when we're going to have the keynote addresses from the different platforms, from other institutions, we can see that we're drawing knowledge across institutions. So we're bringing and learning from others while we give others what we have within this Congress. This Congress spells that out as well. So on behalf of the organizing committee, I extend my heartfelt gratitude to all the keynote addresses, the plenary speakers, the session chairs, presenters, posters, exhibits, sponsors, the Amakosi, and for the exceptional development of this conference to the next level. As we prepare to the following 2 days, we must bear in mind the sustainable development goals, the targets that we are trying to. I spoke about zero hunger. The SDGs are the SDG 12 and 14. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to be the actual person holding you from supper. All of us are probably hungry right now, and the food probably is coming from the ground as well. So I'd like to thank you for all, and I would like you to engage further. And obviously, we want to rub shoulders with Amakosi as well, you know. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Professor, a lot. I think it would be an injustice if we conclude this event without giving an opportunity to Professor Msomi to give his renowned song that he always sings. Before we do the gifting, we'd like to call Professor Msomi. It's a beautiful song, and he's the only one who can sing it like he does. No one else. I've never heard someone, even the original Prof Msomi, does it better.
How about the tangos?
Are you going to dance to the song?
Baba besizwe sibuyeke sizikhulume kanje masifundise la imango sothu
usekhaya la usekhaya la wena kubaba besizwe.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.